I know that you know, if you're a regular listener, you know my views on global warming. I think that there is climate change. I think that man's impact on it is unknown. I also believe that whatever changes there are in the decades to come, that man will do what we've done for millennia. We'd adapt. If the ocean rises a few millimeters, we'll adapt to it. Did you see this study about what global warming is going to do to the city of Seattle? The Seattle Times wrote about the researchers who have calculated how many people in Seattle are going to die because of global warming. Now, when people say, Dory, why don't you believe the 96% scientific consensus, which is a completely phony, made-up number, by the way. But even if it was accurate, because the scientists, most of them, are motivated by getting government grants and by, I mean, anything that would transfer money from your family to the cult of global warming, if these scientists are part of that cult, then they get the money. And that's what everybody seems to ignore in their fandom, in their belief, unwavering, of the scientific consensus. If you don't see the trillions of dollars are at stake, and you don't realize what people are capable of doing, if there are trillions of dollars on the line, then you're very, very naive. And this study by one of those 96% scientists, this is one of the most ridiculous things that I have ever seen. And here's the lead in the Seattle Times story. Hundreds of Seattleites are projected to die in severe heat waves as the globe warms. How much humans limit greenhouse gas emissions will have a significant impact on just how many people perish, according to a new study published earlier last week in the journal Science Advances. So what they did was they calculated what they call the heat mortality data for 15 U.S. cities, including Seattle. And they said, here in Seattle, about 725 people are projected to die in each extreme heat event if global temperatures rise 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit since pre-industrial times. Has anyone seen a projection the temperatures would rise 5.4 degrees? Because I have not. They said in that scenario, Seattle could see daily mean temperatures, averaging the day and night measures, of about 97 degrees Fahrenheit at their highest. So let me understand this. According to these scientists, so when we have a severe heat event, if the overnight low is 70 degrees, then you're telling me, they said the mean is 97. So if the overnight low is 70, then that's 27 degrees below the mean. So the daytime high would have to be 27 degrees above the mean. So it'd be 124 degrees here. If temperatures raise 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit, somehow we're going to have 120 degree days here in Seattle. I mean, the whole thing is so nonsensical. And then they said, but if countries meet the greenhouse gas reduction levels pledged in the 2016 Paris Agreement, global temperatures could reach or approach that mark by the year 2100. President Donald Trump vowed to withdraw from that deal in 2017. So there's an anti-Trump thing, too. Okay. Okay, so they talked to a professor of global health at the University of Washington, Christy Eby. She said, these are the first estimates of what that increased burden from extreme heat waves would be if we don't cut emissions. So they said we'd have one of these extreme heat events once every 30 years when the temperatures get, like I said, must be 120 degrees by the calculation. And they said that could even be more frequent. Now, if we can limit the global warming to just 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, that will save 279 lives here in Seattle. And if we can keep temperatures to an increase of 2.7 degrees, that would avoid another 105 deaths. This is the biggest pack of nonsense I've ever seen in my life. There's no way that anybody could take this seriously. By that time, mean temperatures are expected to exceed 83.5 degrees more than 5 days a year. And then they say at the end, none of this takes into account that we might have more air conditioning in homes in the year 2100 in Seattle if things get warmer. Because here's where this is such an obvious load of crap. I go to Palm Desert pretty much every spring. And it's often 110 degrees. It was 104 this last spring that we were down there. 104 degrees. You know what? I was cool and comfortable because the place we rented had air conditioning. Do you think that if temperatures rose to where it's killing people in 80 years, do you think maybe between now and then more people would just say, we got to get air conditioning in our homes? I'm guessing the answer is yes. But this study doesn't take that into account. Man will adapt to what happens. That's what we've always done. But pinpointing the number of people who are going to die in the year 2100 based on some fantastical calculation of how warm the planet in Seattle is going to be, there's nobody in their right mind could take this even remotely seriously. 725 people are projected to die in each extreme heat event. Now, if you believe that somebody at the University of Washington can calculate that exactly 725 people will die when it gets warm here in the year 2100. I'm sorry, the people who believe in that science are insane. So no, I don't buy the 96% scientific consensus. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen in 81 years in Seattle. They have no idea what's going to happen to temperatures. They have no idea what the population's going to be. They have no idea what migration patterns are going to be. They have no idea what advances we're going to have in air conditioning, in heating or in cooling our homes. We'll be more solar, be more wind probably when that becomes efficient. Oh, by the way, down in Palm Desert, they have one of the largest wind farms in the country. When you're driving from L.A. out to the Coachella Valley, you drive right by that. They are powered by hydroelectric. They get their electricity, most of it from Hoover Dam, but wind subsidizes it. And they just cool off when it gets hot. If people there are not dying when it gets warm, why would people in Seattle? It's the craziest thing. And there are people, I would guess the majority of people in this country actually believe this crap.